You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Suri, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. Sun's out.
Yeah, sun's out. It's a sort of weird short week. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. Hey, excited to hear what you've been reading at the moment. What's been on your list?
So today I'll be talking about a really brutal but amazing read called Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. And I mean, it's kind of like, it's a companion to his previous book, There, There. I don't think you have to have read There, There really to appreciate Wandering Stars. It kind of acts as like a prequel and a sequel to the book. So the first half, so in There, There, it kind of ends on like, I don't think it's really a giveaway to say this, but it ends with like this quite violent act enacted on like, this little indigenous community having a get together. And so the second book, Wandering Stars, like follows Orville Redfeather, who's one of the people who is involved or a victim of the crime that ends in There, There. So the second half of Wandering Stars really tells the story of what happens to him and like the fallout of this incident. And then the prequel part, the first part, looks at his ancestors really from like the first colonial contact. So
Interesting. If it's a prequel type book, do you have to have read the other one, do you feel, to get into this?
I don't think so. Like, I think it adds like a little bit of context to what sort of leads up to where Orville is at the second half of the book. But really, you can appreciate it as a book on its own without having read the first part. And actually, I think reading Wandering Stars and then going back to reading There, There would be like a cool way to read it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Star Wars vibes, read it out of order.
Star Wars vibes, yeah. So it's like the first half really looks at like how this kind of it looks at like the process of like colonization and how it really strips like in a very procedural way any kind of sort of identity from these communities. And it starts off like with like, you know, these kind of benign interactions between like the white colonizers and the indigenous community, this kind of sort of open-armedness that they had like initially, and then everything being taken away bit by bit from like language and history and culture, the beatings and the massacres that come with like speaking your own language. And so Orville, he kind of writes, Tommy Orange writes that first part really in a way that feels like you're listening to a oral history. It's so strong in voice and so like, yeah, there's something really amazing about how he like makes it feel as though these really are like your ancestors that are telling you this story.
Wow.
Or something.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a skill. That is a skill.
Yeah. I think that's a really hard thing to put forth in a novel without being like really just heavy in dialogue. Yeah, there's almost a fable-y aspect to it. And then so it kind of ends a little bit with touching that first half with touching on like a lot of the issues that indigenous communities are facing today, you know, everything from like poverty to addiction. Addiction's a really strong theme in this book, and the way he kind of tells, like, the second half deals with like obviously the younger generations dealing with like fentanyl addictions, so it's like very modern day. But I think one thing that really, really stuck with me in this book is how he tells like a really full story of addiction, like how it's not, yeah, it's like this kind of generational thing that's passed down, but not just in the way that like maybe you're genetically predisposed to it, but also in like a way where it's like when your identity is slowly stripped of you, like through the generations, that identity searching that your family member who fell to addiction is looking for, that truth, that beauty, that wisdom of your ancestors and that way of life, like those are the same things that these younger generations are searching for. And that really stuck with me.
That is amazing. That's something that I feel is very hard to get right, yeah. And also very hard to explain. I don't think I've really, I can't think of a book, maybe Demon Copperhead or something, that talks about addiction in a good way like that. But this sounds like a beautiful read, an intense read.
A really intense read, really, like, I mean, Tommy Orange really doesn't pull any punches. He does very little to comfort the reader. So I think be prepared for something like quite brutal and something that you can't look away from. But there are like moments of like real beauty in the book, and there are some really funny moments in there too. Like, yeah, it's not just unrelentingly grim, but it does, like, there's nowhere to turn away from it in the book.
Yeah, totally. I was just having a quick look to see, because we were saying, think maybe Tommy Orange is coming to the Writers' Fest this year. Can't actually find total confirmation as we're speaking, but I will look it up, because it'd be great if he is coming.
Thank you. I'm not sure if he is coming this year or if he was scheduled to come to Word or something. If he's around, I reckon definitely go listen to him speak.
Totally. Either way, great book. Remind us of the name.
Great book. Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Thank you very much, Suri. We will see you soon.
See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.